Support this podcast via our Patreon and get more writerly goodness. Visit patreon.com/nanocast to join up.
Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer, author of 24 books, 34 short stories, and countless articles and scripts and essays, and I am your guide on this quest to raise your output to pulp speed levels and to explore the cracks and crevices of business and craft in the writing life. Welcome to The Questions, episode 197. Today, Kane says,
I'm calling this a style, but maybe it's something else. There's something. They're not flashbacks, which everyone seems to agree that you have to be very careful with, but rather, the scene starts in real time, and then the narrator, so it's not in first person, backfills the pertinent details, and then effortlessly is back in real time, and you don't even realize what he did until after it's all over. This often happens the first time we meet a character. Does this have a name? What is it?
Well, Kane, what you're describing is called in media res. I-N space media space R-E-S. It's a term meaning in the middle of the action. This is, in fact, a really good way to introduce characters because you get someone invested in who they are and what they're doing right away, and that gives you a little elbow room to do the info dumps and to bring people up to speed. There's many different ways to do it, and the more extreme you get, the more difficult it is to pull off well. So if you think to the cold opens you get on a lot of crime TV shows where they'll start off with a chase scene or an explosion or something really dramatic happening, and then they'll cut to a black screen and it'll say 36 hours earlier. And then it takes you back and fills you all the way into what you were shown out of context and frequently deceptively in the cold open. That's a really extreme version of it that's really hard to do well on screen, let alone in print. But it can be done. And of course, there's all sorts of things in between. It's important when you're opening a scene to establish some connection to the events that are going on, and the easiest way to do that is to establish a connection to the character who is experiencing those events. Then, once you have established an emotional connection, you need to fill in the context surrounding the events, and if you have established that connection to a character, you have to fill in enough about the character's personal history to keep them relatable as the events you're taking a window into expand and become important to the thrust of the story, which you obviously knew or you wouldn't have asked the question. But anyway, the term that you're looking for is in media res, and it's a great technique to study. I absolutely recommend studying it. It's one of the most indispensable above basic level techniques that every author needs to master. That one cliffhangering, there's a few others that just are absolutely essential to breaking through to being an intermediate level writer. And they stay useful all the way through to the most advanced writers who've ever lived. Thanks for the question. I hope that helps. And I'll see you tomorrow. The Everyday Novelist is written and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions. Visit our website at everydaynovelist.com and leave a tip in the tip jar or join the Patreon to support this podcast. The Everyday Novelist is copyright 2016 by J. Daniel Sawyer and Artistic Whispers Productions, Inc., and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives License.